Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Whether we want a healthier life, to eat better, exercise more, get sober, we need to create new habits in our lives. While we may understand this intellectually, it's often hard to take the action that we need to actually change our habits. And most of us ask, why is it so hard for me to take action? What can we do to find the motivation we need to create new habits? And I know this is something that I get asked on a daily basis. My guest today, Dr. Jeff Dunham, is the founder and medical director of BioFit Medical Group. He has helped thousands and thousands of people create healthy new habits on their quest to lose weight and live a life of wellness. He's here to talk to us today about how he helps people get in touch with their inner motivation, and he will help us understand what tips that we can use for our own motivation and how to get healthy lives for ourselves. So, Dr. Dunham, welcome to the show. So grateful to have you with us today. I've loved your book, and I really feel like it has so many great tools and tips and actual recipes for people. So can you tell us a little bit about how, number one, how to start a new habit? How do you deal with that with clients?
Well, one of the things I think is important when, you know, patients come in and they feel very unmotivated, very low energy, is to first rule out any physiological explanation for that. You know, one of the top complaints that I have in my patients who come in, and my practice, by the way, is anti-aging and hormone replacement, is low energy, no motivation to do things, not motivated to do things that they enjoyed before. And it's just like when someone comes to a psychiatrist with depression, it's always important to rule out, you know, physiological causes. You know, testosterone in men can cause persistent fatigue, depression. Estrogen deficiency in women can cause that. Low thyroid hormone levels can, you know, cause you to feel tired when you wake up, tired all day, tired when you go to bed. One of the things that's interesting about low thyroid is that people find it very hard to motivate themselves to get up and to start doing something. But when they actually start doing it, they feel better. And that's very, very characteristic of a low thyroid function. So I think the first thing is to rule out a physiological cause.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be extremely important. And I like that you're talking about that today, because I think a lot of people feel like they're struggling with something that isn't just regular fatigue, and maybe it is something a bit more. How did you begin to address the low glycal diet? Like, how was that for you? Can you tell our audience a little bit about how you've embraced this style or this kind of way of eating and how this may be a more effective way to live your life?
Well, it's developed over, you know, the 12 years I've been doing the anti-aging practice here in Palm Springs. As I said, my practice is mainly hormone replacement, and I concentrate on testosterone, thyroid, growth hormone, estrogen, progesterone, those types of hormones. But there's one hormone that I can't control. You know, I can easily control the levels of the other hormones. If people are deficient, I can bring those levels up, and they can have very significant improvements. But the one that I can't control, and the one that's extremely important in terms of not only in aging but maintaining a healthy weight, is insulin. And that is really determined by what people eat. And so
it's
very important for me to, you know, that's why I spend about an hour with my patients when they come in discussing the diet. And what I also do is measure their body composition initially and then at every visit. And I've used the state-of-the-art method now, which is called the BOD pod. You know, we used to put people in we used to dunk them underwater, you know, three times, have them hold their breath for 5 minutes to determine their body fat. But right now, the state-of-the-art is doing air displacement, and it's a very easy procedure. So by doing their body composition, you know, finding out the pounds of fat that they have, the pounds of lean body mass, and doing that at every visit, I was able to really kind of slowly hone and refine this diet to see, you know, what is working for my patients and what isn't. And with the goal of, you know, helping them control the insulin levels so that they can, you know, maintain a healthy weight and avoid some of the problems that come with being overweight.
Right. And what is the age that you think for people listening out there and they're kind of questioning whether they should be, you know, they should find out about what's going on with their hormones? What age do you think you should start looking at this, or at what point in your life should you start making sure that you're more mindful of these things?
Well, most of these hormones start to decline pretty rapidly after the age of 40. And so most of my patients will be anywhere from 40 to 80. But I think that it starts around 40. In women, you know, when they go through menopause, they lose their, you know, the hormone levels drop precipitously, you know, over a year or two. And so they have really significant symptoms. In men, it's a more gradual, insidious process. And they don't seem to notice it so much from month to month. But when they look back 5 or 10 years, they feel, yeah, that was a lot different back then than I'm feeling right now.
Right. Yeah. So once you address once you address what's going on internally with them and with what's going on with their hormones and energy, what is one tip that you give somebody to actually, you know, get up, you know, whether it's clean out your cupboards, buy new food, put your shoes by the door, put your exercise outfit, you know, on the chair next to the bed. What is it that you find is kind of a easy tip for people to embrace in terms of literally changing their lives today?
Well, what I found in my patients is that if they have some type of goal to work for, you know, I have patients that say, well, I want to lose 25 pounds of fat by my 50th birthday, or I'm going on a vacation in Cabo in, you know, a few months, or I'm going to my high school reunion, or I want to get off my diabetes medications. And to have a goal, I think, is really important. And that kind of enables people to get started in the process. And then when they start, they realize that on this diet, the low-glycal diet, that you don't have to ever be hungry. You can eat every 2 hours.
Right.
And, you know, the trick is really how you combine foods and when you eat them. I also advise them to not weigh themselves every day, because that can be, you know, your weight can go up and down every day. Once a week at most, I think, is the way that you should weigh yourself. If you get compulsive about it, then sometimes you might get discouraged.
And I really do love the whole idea of having a goal. And do you also discuss with them about, you know, having, once the goal is completed, to be, you know, to like, you know, have some positive self-talk and maybe reward themselves in a healthy way?
Yes. The diet is actually divided into three phases. There's a kickstart phase, which is the first 2 weeks, which is a little bit more strict, but still allows people to eat every 2 hours. It's just the right foods and the right combinations of foods. And after that, while there's a slow weight loss phase, it's phase two, where people are allowed, you know, one cheat meal a week, and then one moderately high glycal meal a day. And when they achieve their final weight, then the diet becomes less strict, and they're allowed a full day where they can eat anything they want, whatever time they want. And so that is kind of the reward.
Right. Well, I think that's important to have that kind of balance also. So thank you so much for this really insightful conversation. And people could find you at theLowGlycalDiet.com, right? LowGlycalDiet.com and BiofitMedical.com, correct?
That's correct. And if you go to lowglycaldiet.com, there's a link to the book. There's also a link to a free app, which can be downloaded from Apple App Store or Google Play. And it's had over 120,000 downloads already in 100 different countries.
Fantastic.
So it's had a really positive feedback.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dunham. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.